But anyway, I called both of mine and counted.
Ever hear people around here say sofa?
Yeah.
Would that be?
Yeah, they call it sofa or couch, either one.
But it all means the same thing?
Yeah, it all means the same thing.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what were some of the things that you'd have in your bedroom?
I don't know about that.
Do you have anything with drawers where you kept your clothes?
That right there was older than I am.
Hmm.
My mother, there was a mirror to it, but anyway, the mirror went bad. Didn't get broken, but it just went bad, and took it off and just used the chest drawer, but we just always piled it to the dresser.
Mm-hmm.
And so we call it chest drawer now.
Because it doesn't have a mirror?
No, that's why I say that it was ruined, the back of the glass. I don't know what, peeled off or something. It got away just wanting it good, and it looked better just have that much of it. So that's what we did.
I see. So chest of drawers usually don't have mirrors, is that right?
Not as much as the dresser.
Dresser, I see.
Dresser, about always had a mirror on.
Where did you hang your clothes?
Well, part of the time just purely on a nail on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have too many closets. When I was just a little girl that I can remember back.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we found a head. Probably that we did have a wardrobe. I suspect that was a homemade one. And that put a lot of clothes in.
Did you have a store in town where you could go to buy things like this, chairs and all?
Well, I mean, I don't remember, but at home, I'm sure that they did in McCool, so I don't remember about us ever buying any over there. And of course then, my husband had a big store out there at Shady Grove. When we married, he'd had that store. In about, I don't know, about 1890, I guess, that he had the store there at his mother's house. And then he married then in 1900, I guess it was. And so he moved just over the hill, still inside of his mother's house, though. And we had two big, long store buildings. There's, I expect, long as across the street there. And somebody run one of them, and he had the other one. And then finally, he bought out everybody around him. And so we was left with both store buildings. So he had wagons and buggies and